America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Built for Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So, this is one of those days, if you are a Mets fan, you will remember for one reason or another. This is a reference point day. This is a memory day, and we'll either look back on it fondly or not, as they have to go down to Atlanta to win one game to clinch a playoff berth after everything settled yesterday. Of course, two miserable baseball games on Friday night and Saturday night for the Mets. Look dead, look like they were just dying on the vine. They come back and have a great performance yesterday, both offensively, and David Peterson showed up, and that's the most important start of his life, and he came through. Francisco Lindor looked like himself, a little bit worried about Francisco Alvarez and his injuries, but of course it comes down to the Mets going to Atlanta to win a game, doesn't it?
You know, it's amazing. So I'm playing golf on Saturday, and you know, it's kind of spritzing and raining, and it's kind of cold, and I'm like, all right, I can't wait to get home. I just want to watch the Met game, and actually watch USC Wisconsin football, and USC's got a stud wide receiver, by the way. But anyway, I turn on the Met game, and there's a man on first. Next thing I know, like, five batters, not one ball in play, and the Mets are down 2-0. Like, it just all happened, like, so fast.
Yep.
And I'm like, how the hell? And then, of course, the Mets go meekly through the lineup the rest of the game. Nothing, except for maybe Starling Marte, I think, had a double. But I'm like, man, are these guys just going to limp to the finish line here and just, like, fizzle out? I got to say, David Peterson's had a great season.
Yeah, he
that
has.
That guy's had a great season.
Yep.
And it was nice to see Lindor do his thing yesterday and save this season. I mean, this thing was teetering. Now they got to go to the House of Horrors against a team that has owned them for years.
Yep. It's just fitting. It's perfect. And Tylor Megill gets the first start. So, you know, is this going to be Bobby Jones, one hitter against the San Francisco Giants? Is this going to be Johan Santana the Saturday before they ended up blowing it on Sunday? Or is it going to be Tom Glavin blowing it on Sunday? You know, what is it going to be? You're always going to remember that starting pitcher and that performance. But obviously, you know, the offense is a big deal. And when this team is at their best, that lineup feels long and exhausting for an opponent.
And it's just the massive pendulum swings of the offense that we have seen lately. You just don't know what you're going to get. You have no idea. Now, they're saving Sale for the second game, the Atlanta Braves, if they lose the first game. So if they, so you don't have to really worry.
See, you know, the amazing thing to me is, if the Mets win the first game, I just feel like there's no way the Braves are losing the second.
Well, that's
game.
What I said before. It's vice versa.
No, I don't think vice versa. Maybe it's just my Met fandom, and maybe it's just the PTSD I have from these situations. When we sat here in 2007 when we first took this job. 7 was 17 to go, and we had all this great pitching and everything else, and the whole thing completely collapsed.
No, yeah, I know, and I've seen it all. I've talked about it all. I was in the building for a lot of these horrible losses. I think that both these teams are winning a game today. I can't see any other scenario. I really can't. Because one, the team, you know, if the Mets win the first game, they're going to be drunk for the second game. And then vice versa. They're going to celebrate. It's going to be over. You're going to toss out some crap lineup. Because you got to remember, if both these teams make the playoffs, you got to play tomorrow. You got to travel and play tomorrow.
You do know that when they played Schwellenbacher, they had 4 hits last week.
I know.
This guy's been great for them.
Well, yeah, I'm well aware, and he was great in that last start. Yeah, I'm well aware. Yeah, I just,
question is, if they do lose that first game, who does Atlanta throw out there to pitch the second game?
If the Mets lose the first game,
yes,
I don't know. I'm not sure. I know it is Sale if they lose. No, he's talking about the Braves. Who the Braves throw out? So it's Severino for the Mets. If they win, if they lose, the Mets the first one. Severino pitches. I don't know. Vice versa, who is. Because Severino's not going to pitch. They're going to save him if they win game one for game one in Milwaukee. Same thing with Sale if the Braves win. So I don't know who the secondary options are. It's probably out there, but I don't know. So, yeah. I mean, can you really see if the Mets lose the first game that when the Braves take Sale off the mound, they're in the playoffs. They have to play the next day.
It doesn't really matter. Milwaukee owns them anyway.
I don't know, man.
I mean, it can
wait,
be
hold
over
on
before it even
wait,
gets started.
Wait, hold on. So you're telling me it doesn't matter if they go to the playoffs or not because they're just going to lose to Milwaukee?
Friday and Saturday were brutal games.
Yeah,
they got everything on the line. They got days off leading into those games, and those games were brutal.
They were, okay, but Sunday happened. And Sunday came back, and their backs were against the wall again, and they played great. Well, I mean, what? I can't. Expectations are a huge thing in sports and how you view things. And the reason why I have this take with this Mets team that's different from the 2022 team was that 2022 team with Jacob DeGrom and then giving Scherzer all that money and having, you know, Steve Cohen have the highest payroll in baseball, and they're leading the division the entire year, and Edwin Diaz and the trumpets and everything. That team was supposed to be great, and they were great for a very long time. And then they ended up losing the division in September, as we know, and then got smacked around by the Padres. It pissed me off. This team was 11 games under 500. They had zero expectations going in, and were dead in May. I thought they were done. I never thought they were going to make the playoffs. I never thought they'd get back to 500. And here they are with an opportunity to win one game to make the postseason.
And
I can't.
And they're 17 games over 500.
Right.
Yes.
Like, I can't be mad or anything with this group. I really couldn't. It's going to be massively disappointing if they lose both games. Don't get me wrong. But the fact that we're even here with them is insanity to me. It really is. So just gotta, and I really do believe, just because the way the scenarios are, that each team's gonna win a game today.
I hope you're right.
It is, as Al always says, every doubleheader is a split. Every single one.
Not true.
Every single one.
I mean, the fact that the Mets have to win one of these games in Atlanta is amazing to me. just amazing. It's probably better that they have it this way than had they stayed there. They probably would have gotten swept last week.
Well, especially the way they played Friday and Saturday.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like this general malaise.
Hello, I'm General Malaise. I'm here to speak to the Mets.
Oh, please. Yeah. Just get, you know, win the first one and then just let everybody rest and relax and take a breather.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that would be great, wouldn't it? And just spend the rest of your afternoon with a smile on your face. Don't have to worry about it. Start thinking about Milwaukee. That'd be pretty good. Paul is calling from Newark Airport. What's going on, Paul?
Boomer and Gio at Newark Airport on my way to the doubleheader today. I think this is a key game not only to define this season but set the tone for next year. I don't want to go in with my head down. I want them to make it, you know, to the playoffs, have a puncher's chance against the Brewers and go on. Wanted to get your thoughts on defining the season and setting the tone for next year.
All right, so, yeah, and I really want to know your personal story here. So, like, when did you decide that you were going to go down to these games?
I have a work trip to Atlanta, bumped it up a few hours, going to go to both games, and then on to Atlanta for the work trip. So
okay, all right. So you already had planned to be down there, so it was convenient for your schedule. So, yeah, I just thought maybe, like, you dropped everything because of these games and you wanted to go down there, and that would have been interesting. But, yeah, I mean, the fact that this is David Stern's first year, he made some unbelievable moves. You know, the Iglesias has been one of the great pickups that we have seen in recent Mets history from all sorts of angles. And to build that rotation with guys that I thought were mediocre and to be as good as they've been in Manaea and Severino. Yeah, I mean, this is whatever happens today, and hopefully it's a positive one. Yes, building for the future is a huge deal. But there's the other side of things, which is that everybody says, we always hear it, it's a crapshoot. Baseball, you get in, you never know what happens. And when you're there, you don't want to waste those opportunities. You know, I don't think they're going to waste an opportunity. I don't think that they look at it like we've already done our work, and no matter what happens, this has been a great season. They're not thinking that. They're thinking, hey, if we get in, we're just as good as anybody. We can win a World Series. But just the fact that this was Stern's first year, and they far exceeded their expectations. It feels like they have a different culture in there. They got a true leader in Francisco Lindor. They've got a great manager in Carlos Mendoza. Yeah, you feel good about where they're at.
You know, and the thing about it is when you do look at their roster and you see where they're spending their money, I mean, Severino is making $14 million. Manaea is $14 million. Edwin Diaz is $14 million. Quintana is $13 million. I mean, you know, they got lightning in a bottle, basically, essentially. And Peterson's making like $3 million. They're not spending $35 million on starters who stink.
Yeah, well, they are. They're just playing for different teams. Verlander and Scherzer.
Yeah, I mean, so putting this group together was a stroke of luck for no question about that. And they found guys who, you know, they could pick up off the scrap heap and throw in the bullpen and somehow put that whole thing together. I mean, that was a revolving door this year.
Yeah, I mean, and to the fact that they had to deal with massive injuries. And by the way, you know, their best starter last year is non-existent this year because of injury, and still found a way to have a rotation that was as good as it was in the National League. It's amazing.
I mean, that's too bad that I know that they said that Kodai Senga is trying to get back something for the team.
No.
Remember that whole thing about six weeks ago?
Yeah,
try to get back and do something for the team?
No. Not going to happen.
Imagine if he would have started one of today's games.
You couldn't do that. His first start back in a year. You toss him out there? No way. No way, no how.
That's not happening.
How you feeling about McGill today?
You know, he's been okay. I mean, he's not, you know, there are moments where you're like, why are we throwing this guy out there? But he, you know, he's actually done okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's not like, it's not terrible, but it's not great either. It's somewhere in between. I don't know how to describe it.
Well, that's a pretty good way to describe it. I mean, David Peterson, you got to give him all the credit for that performance yesterday. You could see it. As good as he's been, he just had like a different look about him yesterday. Like, I am not losing this game.
He had that look about him when we went to go see him against the Nationals.
Well, he pitched great, but yeah. I'm just talking about his demeanor was like as confident as I've ever seen him. That's what McGill's got to do. He's got to pass You know what this is? It's a pass the baton spot.
Pass the baton spot is what it is.
Damn right.
Damn straight it is.
Peterson, right to McGill. Let's go. We're not messing around. We're going to win this thing. We're going to take care of business. Now, is Evan actually having that watch party that he was talking about? Does anybody know about that?
Oh, yeah. There was that big email went out from the higher-ups about joining them in the watch party over in the performance space.
Okay, so what? But
what about his show? What is he doing with the show?
They're doing their show from the performance space.
Oh, they are.
While also having a watch party.
And who's watching it with them?
I guess people that are in the office.
Yeah, they're going to have food and stuff.
Those that come to work.
It's a Monday. They'll be here to work today.
Yeah, maybe it's Monday.
Send me the Zoom link to this, and I'll be there.
It's going to be Youssef and Mirage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically.
Wow. Well, all right. Okay. Good.
Should be fun, right?
I mean, it was an email?
Yes.
To your work email.
Yeah.
Oh, when was that sent out?
Over the weekend.
Okay.
Can you forward it to our emails? I'd like to see it.
I mean, I've actually checked in every now and again on the work email, but it seems like if we respond to something on the work email, it just nothing happens.
Yeah, there's more harm than good that can happen exactly. By using that work email.
That's exactly right. So yeah. Why even use it?
I don't. That's why. Yeah, I mean, it's too bad they couldn't find a bar or something that they could have done this at as opposed to the performance space, but I get it.
And they could have sold tickets.
Yeah. Good idea. All right. Come on. Update email. Let's go. There we go. All right. Wild card clinch watch party.
Wild card clinch.
What? That's a clinch watch party.
Wow.
Wild card clinch watch party.
That's touching the money right there.
Well, someone's going to clinch.
What are they going to do if they lose both games?
Be miserable and continue to do the show.
Well, you had a watch party yesterday.
I did. It was awesome.
And the Jets lost.
Well, I mean, it was fun until they lost. But
I saw where you put out. Did you put it out or did the station put it out? Or no, or Al put it out. Somebody put it out on social media that come watch the Jets win with
Gio. That was me. Yeah, that was me. I said, let's watch the Jets win together. Didn't work out that way, did it?
And no, it didn't. You touched the money, see, that's what I'm talking about.
But I can't touch the money spot. If I'm not a Jets fan.
But now right. we got a clinch thing today, a clinch watch spot. Come on.
It's the clinch watch party. This is from Jess Clark, who we love. Join Evan and Tiki at 1 p.m. in the performance space as they broadcast live for a special Mets wild card clinch show. With a win over the Braves tomorrow, the Mets lock in a spot in the playoffs. Swing by the room throughout the afternoon to root for the Mets and grab a bite to eat. What do you think they have there? You think they have...
Definitely finger food.
You think they have... Are we back with the cold cuts? Are they safe to eat these days?
Oh, yeah. They're fine. Everything's fine.
Everything's fine? All right. So you can have that. Get a little six-foot Italian hero.
Yeah, but I don't think so. I think they're probably going to have more finger foods.
Finger foods?
Yeah. Or somebody... They got them free from somewhere. Where'd they get them free from, you think, Al?
I don't know. I was thinking that, too. Like, are they paying for food for this?
Yes. I think that they are. You know what it'll be? Pizzas. Bunch of pizzas. That's the easy thing.
Pizza and garlic knots.
A couple knots.
So the whole thing's going to
stink. Knots and wheels.
The whole thing's going to stink.
So you think how many people actually come in just specifically because this is happening?
Oh, there'll be a handful of people that weren't planning to be here that were going to work from home.
You really think so?
That will come in for food, yes.
Because Monday is ghost town day, Monday and Friday.
I think some people will. I mean...
People that live in Manhattan.
They live close. They'd be like, oh, this is great. Kidding me? Free food, hang out, no expectations to do anything.
Any alcohol?
I doubt it. It's not the holiday party's the only time they have alcohol. That's later in the day. It's on Monday. That'd be something. If they should pop champagne. They should have the celebratory corks and just pop those. You know?
Yeah.
I think that would be. I would stick around for that. If the Mets clinched and we had a champagne party. In the performance space, goggles and all.
Celebratory cork.
And we just littered celebratory cork everywhere.
Cork. Cork.
That'd be fun, right?
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah. Oh, well, it doesn't sound like that. It sounds like just finger foods and Evan and Tiki.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking pigs in a blanket.
Mm, interesting.
Some potato chips.
Yeah. Dip. A little dip. Some French onion dip.
Nah, it'd be mustard dip.
No. I'm talking about like with the chips. Throw some sour cream and onion dip there with a ruffle, maybe. That sounds nice and low cost and
ruffle
frugal.
Dip.
Yeah.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Someone on X, Jimmy Two Times on X, said the Mets are doing an official watch party as well today.
Nice.
At T Squared Social on 42nd Street. And they've got appearances by Mr. and Mrs. Met, Matt Harvey, and Bartolo Colon.
My nephew Randy's got to be going to that.
Yeah, it sounds like a
he
perfect
loves
spot
when
for
there's
him.
A Mr. and Mrs. Met sighting.
Oh,
do
yeah.
They have pizza?
Oh, I'm sure they got more than that. So our watch party kind of pales in comparison to that. I wonder if Evan and Tiki are having any special guests. Any special guests showing up? Mr. and Mrs. Met?
Chris McMonagle. He said he's coming back for it.
Did he?
He did.
And he was thinking about it, and I kind of talked him out of it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, grow up, guy. Get some sleep. Do your radio show.
He said he was willing to forego the sleep to watch Evan squirm.
Wow, he must really hate him.
And then I said, there'll be video of it, so you don't have to bother.
Yeah, it is true. Yep.
You know what's amazing? I was thinking about baseball this year. Not one team won 100 games.
Nope.
And the Yankees end up with the number one seed in the American League. I mean, are you unhappy if you're a Yankee fan?
About being the one seed?
Yeah.
Why?
I mean, because, you know, so much, like, disdain towards the Yankees in July and August, and here we are, season's over, and they're the number one seed in the American League.
And it means nothing unless they win the World Series.
I'm just saying, like, they had the best season of anybody in the American League.
It means nothing.
Well, I'll come back to your question. Why would you be upset if you're a Yankee fan?
I'm just saying, like, I'm just... The disdain and the anger and the, you know, the whole you don't have the right to rebuild this team and all this other crap.
Sounds like you're talking to BT.
Not really. No, I'm there. So BT's just an example, but they're their number one seed in the American League.
Yeah. Good. Let's go now.
Okay.
A lot of work to be done. Rob, Middle Island. What's going on, Rob?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, what's happening, Robbie?
Not much. I'm driving in. First time caller, long time listener.
Okay. All right. Good. That's good.
Evan,
what do you got?
Evan and Tiki were talking on Friday about that watch party. Yep. And they said they're inviting all you guys. And then it's going to go. Then we're going to have to get better food.
That's for sure. 100%. Right. Yeah, yes. I do have expectations. There's no question about it, but I'm not going.
Right. I think you can count Alan for sticking around.
Boomer's going to be hanging out with Ja Rule later. And I'm not kidding.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Baby, baby. Ja Rule. I wonder if Ashanti's going to be there. Baby, baby. Those two had some hits when I was in high school. You remember those songs?
I don't.
You got to tell Ja. If you see Ja Rule, you actually see him today.
Do you say, what's up, Ja?
Yeah. And you got a pound and a hug. And then you tell them that we love them over here, Boomer and Geo.
Okay.
And Ja Rule and Ashanti. Those anthems were in Geo's high school wheelhouse back in the day.
They're going to go, who's Geo?
No, you say my radio partner.
That's okay,
I see. Just
they may
after
not
I said
know
Boomer
that
and
I
Geo.
Actually do a radio show.
What's that?
They may not know that I do a simulcasted radio show. Who knows?
Well, you tell them.
You don't go around telling people things like that. I mean,
why not? It's a nice icebreaker.
Okay.
It's a great icebreaker. So, I think you should be okay with one of those songs.
Just say, hey,
think.
Job, what's up? Come on, come on. Piece of this late night lover, you know, yeah. The one that swing like no other. I know I got a lot of things I need to explain, but baby, you know the name.
You know
love is about pain, so
I don't either. I thought I would, actually.
Sex life's a game, so back me down in the paint. I can't wait no more. This is about a quarterback.
You can, if you hear the singing,
I got the Bentley ballet, and I'm just
you
outside
know
Jersey
this.
Past the palisade. To see that
you guys, man, I tell you,
I was on K-Rock. I was listening to Kane and Cabby and Booker.
But I bet you I could recognize some of those songs.
Too. Well, yeah, but
doesn't
you
mean listen to one thing only.
Oh, no, I listen to a lot. I just don't know the song.
I'm not always there when you call, but I'm always on time. And I gave you my all. Now, baby, be my
baby, baby.
Come on.
Does Boomer call him Ja?
What's that?
Yeah. Does Boomer say hi, Ja?
Yeah, Ja. Yeah,
Ja,
hey, Ja.
Yeah, I got Ja.
What's going on, Ja? Like this. You want me to do it for you?
What?
What you need to do?
What do I need to do?
If you see Ja Rule?
Yeah,
stand
sure.
Stand up.
Oh, okay.
All right, I'm
sorry.
I'll be you. You be Ja Rule. Ready?
See that body.
You ready? Here we go.
So I'm Ja Rule.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yo, Ja! What's going on, man? Boomer Esiason. What's up? How you been? We love you over at Boomer and Geo. Do a radio show. In New York, we love you. My partner G always talks about you and Ashanti and those great songs back when he was in high school. So appreciate you, man. Thanks. Hey, and good luck not getting wrapped up in that Diddy stuff.
I was just going to say, did you get wrapped up in that Diddy stuff?
That's what you do.
No,
I'm
you
not.
You got
it? Yeah, you got
whatever.
Your instructions now?
I got it, yes.
Okay. All right.
Jesus.
Oh, by the way, remind me to tell you in the break. About someone who did get wrapped up in that Diddy stuff.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Remind me to tell you that, and then we'll see if we can talk about it on the air. I got to run it by you, though.
Okay.
Got to run it by you.
Okay.
It's a good one.
If you got to run it by him.
It's a good one. It's a good one. All right, Jerry, what's going on, man?
Brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. Also brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Broncos beat the Jets 10-9. We know this. Will Lutz, the 47-yard field goal with 8:55 to go in the fourth. Greg Zuerlein misses from 50 with 47 seconds to go, and that be that. The Jets now 2-2. Here was Rob Sala. It was brutal out, but he says the weather, not an excuse for this lousy, lousy day.
Allen had one. This is celebration, but
damn it! This is on the penalties. They had a whole bunch of them, and he's going to go through them here.
Allen had one on the celebration, but just a lot of pre-snap penalties, which is unacceptable. That's the stuff that we got to get. So, we have to get that cleaned up.
The Allen Lazard one, because I know that the celebration. I and Charles Davis are trying to figure out what he did, and they didn't really want to say what he did, but he did the gun thing, and he looked like he was shooting a gun. That's basically what
and there
he
was,
did.
There was a penalty called on that last week, too, in the league.
Right. They tell these guys, knock it off. They don't want that kind of stuff on the field.
And someone, who was it yesterday, shot an arrow, a fake arrow, and they gave him a penalty.
Yeah, no more. Stop shooting
that
stuff.
That was the Raider game, was it not? A sack on Deshaun Watson?
No, it was a touchdown. Definitely a touchdown.
Oh, a touchdown, because there was one on a sack of Watson. One of the Raider defenders did something like that as well.
Yeah. Like, so, where do you draw the line? Like machete, nunchucks? Like, what weapon is the one?
That was another one. Someone faked, like, they put the sword back in.
Right. Penalty?
Yeah, no. No, they let it go.
Nunchucks?
But they went like this.
Imagine the nunchuck celebration, like, after a second. Flag!
How about if you did a karate thing?
Like, karate chop and invisible.
Yes.
Eddie goes a fencing joust. Wouldn't that be something? Ha, 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 like Zorro. Flag.
Probably.
Flag.
Any sort of weapon.
Yeah.
Here was Lazard talking about the league cracking down on this stuff.
They never made it a point of emphasis in the offseason or anything. They just kind of just threw it out there. So it is what it is. Obviously, I regret doing that. I guess, you know, can't signal a first down anymore.
So I guess he's saying he's going first down, not shooting guns. I don't know.
It looked, you know, to the referee who doesn't understand.
I will tell you, and all kidding aside, watching it, I thought he was doing the nonsensical first down stuff too. Like we just moved, even though they're losing the game, first down. I thought
maybe spinning the ball, but they allowed them to spin the ball now.
Yeah.
It was when his thumbs went like this, shooting.
Flag.
Yep.
Another one of those 15 flags.
Call me a six shooter, baby.
That's right. Here was Aaron Rodgers. What do you think was the issue on this day? Because there were so many penalties.
I don't know. I mean, we do all this stuff that we did today. We do it every day in practice. We change cadences every walkthrough. So I'm not sure. That was way out of character for us.
And in terms of the cadence issues and the false starts, he said maybe we need to start holding some guys accountable because Rob Saleh said maybe we need to stop it or alter it or whatever. The Jets will be in London to play the Vikings on Sunday. The Giants are in Seattle. A couple of other things before we get to the baseball. Do you want the Colts and Seattle? We have time for one. Colts, Steelers, or Bucks, Eagles?
Joe Flacco, baby.
Okay. So I'll give you that.
Joe Flacco.
Sermon's the back left. Flacco out of the gun. Three receivers bunched to the left. Now angling out wide left is Mitchell. Flacco backs the throw. Has good protection. Over in the middle. Wide open for the Colts at the five. And they dive into the end zone. Touchdown. Drew Ogletree. Touchdown. INDY. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. As part of a 27-24 win. That made it 24-10. Flacco comes in because Anthony Richardson suffers a hip pointer. He was asked by Didi Kinkamwala on CBS after the game, man, do you age as he just continues to perform when he's called into duty?
Listen, when you're out here in this environment, no, you feel like you're 12 years old. I mean, I said it last year. I mean, this is a little bit of a different experience. It's not the best, not the most ideal.
Because he came in for an injured player.
Well, it's the same thing that happened last year to him in Cleveland, and I bet you Cleveland wishes that they still had him. But they didn't want to bring him back because they didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings and create a quarterback controversy.
By the way, he's another guy who was on the Jets and was horrible.
He was also bored.
Yeah, but he got a chance to play and was bad, and then the two organizations after that has looked like a world beater.
Mm-hmm. He was told a comment from Richardson.
Anthony Richardson told us that you were cooler than he thought he was.
Listen, He told me his mom is 8 days older than I am. So there's no chance in the world that he thinks I'm cool.
He's playing with kids.
Pretty good.
Not too bad. Ravens beat the Bills 35-10 last night. You got the Titans and Dolphins tonight. The Seahawks facing the Lions. We get to the baseball where the Mets shut out the Brewers 5-0. I'll give you one highlight, and it happened early.
Lindor at second, one out. First pitch. That's lined to center field. In comes Perkins. Plays it on a hop. Base hit. Lindor around third, digging for the plate. The throw hits the mound. Takes a big hop. Lindor slides in safely and on at first with an RBI single is Brandon Nimmo, and the Mets have a 1-0 lead.
And then Lindor was basically crying.
Hi, I'm Howie Rose.
Back injury, but stayed in the game later. Hit a home run. The Mets wind up shutting out the Brewers 5-0. Win number 88 on the season. They play two today in Atlanta. Tyler McGill, I believe, is going to be the starter. If you look on the MLB website, it just says TBA, but I think it's going to be McGill against Spencer Schwellenbach. To put your mind at ease just a little bit, because I heard you mention the whole thing that this guy, how good he was against them last week. Okay. Jake Irvin of the Nationals. First time they saw him this year, July 4th. 8 innings, 8 strikeouts, 1 hit. 6 days later, they face Jake Irvin again. 6 innings, 6 runs, 9 hits, 3 walks.
Okay.
So they figured him out after seeing him. So maybe you get a little bit of that today.
All right. That would be nice.
Or maybe not. We shall see. If they split, the Mets will go back to Milwaukee and Atlanta goes to San Diego. If there's a sweep, we'll figure that out as we go. The Yankees beat the Pirates 6-4. It is time for our thriving player of the game. And that would be a Trent Grisham home run. Now, we have not heard John call this one yet, correct?
Trent Grisham, no.
Have you heard of Trent Grisham home run?
I don't believe so.
All right, so I'm going to find it for you right here. Here is the latest home run call from John Sterling.
Falter deals. Swung on and hit in the air. To right center, it is high. It is far. It is gone. It is a two-run blast by Trent Grisham. Trent. He hit it. Trent. Terrible.
Maybe, but the
home we're talking about it.
But the home run wasn't, and that's our Yankees thriving player of the game. Brought to you by ThriveWell, New York's premier infusion and injection center, saving lives drip by drip. Visit ThriveWellInfusion.com. All of that having been said, Alex Verdugo did come through with a big base hit in this game. So the Yankees finished the regular season 94-68. Indeed, the top seed in the American League. They will play either Baltimore or Kansas City in the ALDS, which will start on Saturday.
How about Grish made that pitch his bitch? You like that?
I do like that.
Yeah. Flat out terrific. Thank you, Eddie. Thank you.
That was pretty good. Yeah. So that'll be on Saturday. Also, the U.S. won the President's Trophy, beating the international team 18.5-11.5.
Man.
Did you see the stuff with Kim?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I thought him and Scheffler were friends, and then they were making him putt things out yesterday. Ooh. So that was pretty good.
Things got heated, baby.
Mm-hmm. They did get heated.
Wait, Ryder Cup next
America.
Year.
That's right.
Beat
wait,
that ass.
Wait to the Ryder Cup.
I know. Can't wait.
Friday night, the Knicks traded Julius Randle to Minnesota. As we know, Rutgers did win. They beat Washington Friday night.
How did he do?
He had a very good game.
I actually saw. I was just wanted to say that.
And he had another touchdown run.
You have it?
Well, I can get it for you.
I got to hear it.
Oh, God, you guys are funny.
16-50. Elliot Manis out of the gun with Manungai to his left. Checking with the sideline. Ian Strong, wide left. Washington, 6 defenders up at the line. Manungai the call. Up the middle. Wins the battle as he just pushes Washington's linebacker, Carson Bruner, into the end zone for a Rutgers touchdown.
I missed that guy.
A very good call. Now, I did not. You want to hear the missed field goal at the end?
Sure.
That would have tied. I have not heard this yet. This is, again, Chris Carlin.
This is to tie the game officially from 56 left hash. Gross is ready. The snap, little high spot, kick on its way. End over end, got the distance, but he missed it. Wide to the left, and the Scarlet Knights hold on.
All right, so that's pretty good. Very good.
Yes, I like
suck
it.
On a husky.
I got news for you. You suck.
Suck on Menendez dust.
Exactly. So they did win that game. They're 4-0, and game one wins for the Liberty and the Sun WNBA playoffs.
I just picture him leaving that stadium in his car, just going, Menendez. Like looking into the rearview mirror and watching his face say it, just like having a great time.
Menendez.
Why not? They're winning games.
Yes.
Where's Gio? I'll punch him out right now.
you know who else is playing up there?
I don't. I could ask. I sent a note up there to the general manager of the club, and I said, "Hey, you got a big celebrity coming. We need to roll out the red carpet." And he said, "Don't worry, we got the Casamigos Southsiders all ready to go."
Perfect.
And I'm finding out who the caddy is and make sure I approve of that person. So I said, "All right." Okay. I said, "That's great." And he goes, "And by the way, Ja Rule is also going to be up here for this."
Perfect.
This event. So I said, "Man, okay." So I'll ask to see if there's any more celebrities, but Ja Rule's a big one. God, the Boomer Ja Rule picture.
It's gotta happen.
That's a break the internet
it's
spot.
I think so. It's gotta happen. It's gotta go viral.
Richie in East Islip. What's up, Richie?
You're gonna need to bend down a little bit, Boomer, when you take a picture because you're about 5'5". So we're on a plane heading to Arizona, going to visit one of the foreign drive country village people over there, Donna Holt's brother Michael, and Ja Rule sitting right across from us.
Is it Donna Halter?
Yeah, Donna Holt's brother Michael. Yes, we were going to visit him, and we're hanging on the plane. So we're trying to be cool to him, and he's like, whatever. So then me and my girl, we put the music on our iPhones, so we start doing the humming and we're going, and like two seats behind, finally turns and gives us a little look, and
so he's pretty cool.
He goes, "No, it's baby."
That's a great story, Richie. Yeah, that is awesome, man. I hope you get one of those. Boomer, it's Boomer. He's got that great voice.
Yes, he does.
Ja Rule. I mean, I feel like Ja Rule is a guy, too, who, he's a big sports fan. Like, I could see him knowing everything about your career. I could see, man, things were going down the tubes with you and Kotite.
We've seen him at a bunch of Knick games.
Yeah, yeah. Man, I don't know what was going on, man, but I don't know why he didn't get the ball to Johnny Mitchell more. It's murder.
It's murder. You have no idea.
Yeah, right. Man, I used to... That's actually my inspiration for Holla Holla was your season with Rich Kotite. It's murder. When Bruce Smith hit your ass.
Should come up with a song called Lookout.
Lookout. Murder. Let's go to, speaking of murder, TJ in Woodbridge. What's going on, TJ?
How you boys doing today?
Good, man. What's up?
I mean, look, on Thursday or Friday, Frank the Tank was on the show, and I know Boomer was saying that he cares about Frank the Tank. Today might be put up or shut up. Mets doubleheader, Dolphins Monday Night Football. I mean, it can get out of control real quick.
Yeah, someone needs to be with him at all times. I really think that someone, and Jenks, his producer and friend, is that guy. He's got to be there. You know what they need to have is like a tranquilizer dart, just in case he really gets out of hand. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was like when Will Ferrell got hit with the tranquilizer dart in a movie.
Yeah. That's what they need for Frank today.
Well, hopefully his Mets will win a game, make it to the playoffs, because he's going to end up watching Tyler Huntley tonight playing quarterback for the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, I think he's probably given up on the Dolphins season the way things have gone with Tua. Unfortunately, things are in a bad place. But with the Mets, I think he'll be okay. To win the first game, he'll be okay, and then he can stress about what happens in Milwaukee. Never ends. The stress never ends.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals at the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.